President Obama recently submitted his budget proposal for fiscal year 2014-2015. And you could almost hear the sighs of exasperation on both sides of the Detroit River. That's because missing from the nearly $4 trillion budget was the $250 million needed to get construction going on the new bridge across the Detroit River, specifically money for the U.S. Customs Plaza for the new international trade crossing bridge to Windsor. Now, Canada is footing most of the cost of building this bridge, so that missing $250 million is the only piece of the project that the U.S. would kick in, and it wasn't in the Obama budget. Joining us is Windsor Star reporter Dave Battagello. Good to have you with us, Dave.
Glad to be here.
So we've already heard Governor Rick Snyder serving up some sentiments that for him are actually downright testy when he told the Detroit Free Press, and here was his quote, "I wouldn't want to see the rest of the bridge held up over what you might describe as a somewhat difficult to understand attitude." That's very big from our relentlessly positive governor. What's the view from Canada?
Well, we kind of support the governor's position. Canada feels like the Canadian government, that is, feels like they've come to the plate quite sufficiently on this project. As our Council General in Detroit, Roy Norton, has pointed out, they're paying essentially 15/16 of this project. And they're not asking for a whole lot from Washington, they feel. And it's really having customs infrastructure in place is really a Washington responsibility. It shouldn't be something that the Canadian government should also have to pitch in and cover the cost for.
Yeah, and as you say, with Canada ponying up something, almost all, 15/16 of the cost of a bridge, which everyone, I think, except Ambassador Bridge owner Maddie Maroon seems to agree is very much needed. But so even without that $250 million for the Federal Customs Plaza in the Obama budget, is Canada still forging ahead?
Yeah, they've got a lot of work to do on this project, and they're not going to slow down because this issue, among many, is still unresolved. They're hoping that as work gets going on this, and when I say work, I'm talking about property acquisition, there has to be utility relocation, there has to be some demolition of existing structures, homes, businesses, some site clearing to make preparations for this project. So they're going to get going on all that, and I hope this issue gets resolved in the meantime.
Now, Canada's Transportation Minister is scheduled to go to Washington March 25th and should be meeting with Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox. What do you think could come out of that meeting?
Well, it's not the first time they've got together, but they're hoping that this time, just the timing of it is crucial in advancing this issue on the Customs Plaza. The two will likely have some type of discussion about it. It's not going to be new to Mr. Fox. This is something that I'm sure he's already well aware of. And what's going to have to happen is Congress is going to have to get more informed on this, because any further action on this in terms of getting the money has to come from a political level in Congress.
Because we do know from looking at the Obama budget, there's about $482 million, give or take a few, of new what's called infrastructure money. So is that the hope, that they can slice out $250 million of that for this new plaza?
Yeah, that's a pretty, in my opinion only, it's a pretty far-fetched hope, because that's not an awful lot of money. And you have the Mexican border, you have several other border crossings between U.S. and Canada. So that money will disappear in a hurry, because all these border crossings are busy. All of them need infrastructure money to keep expanding to do what they do. To see $250 million, essentially half of that money, just come to Detroit for this project is a pretty big chunk of that sum. So the hope is really to get more funds added to that $480 million by Congress so that this project can, in effect, get going.
So it does seem like Michigan's congressional representatives kind of have their job cut out for them. And we've got Senator Levin leaving by the end of this year. So there's a lot to do in terms of working the back halls on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, there's quite a bit to do. And you also have John Dingell leaving as well.
True.
And his name was on a letter that was sent to the president just last week. So you have a couple key people, longtime members of Washington, leaving at a pretty difficult time just in terms of this project.
Now, just from what you're hearing from any of the officials in Canada, could this second bridge still be derailed, or is it going to happen?
Well, you talk to anybody within the Canadian government, they're pretty confident. We have a feeder road here. That's a $1.4 billion project, and it was a very similar process where there were hundreds of homes in the way, many businesses, hotels, restaurants, all in the way of this feeder road that needs to go towards this new bridge. And within days, within weeks, all of a sudden you started seeing properties bought up. You started seeing them demolished and knocked out of the way. And the provincial government and the federal government here, once they made up their mind, this thing started to move very, very quickly. So the hope is on this side that the same thing will now happen in Detroit. Once the money starts to flow, people get on the ground, you'll see properties start to be purchased very quickly, site clearings start to happen, and then people will see the reality that this bridge is going to go.
And on target for that 2020 opening?
Yeah, that's what the hope is. I don't know if that's realistic, but that still seems to be the hope. Because in the background, you still have Mr. Maroon from the Ambassador Bridge, who is also going to do what he can legally to kind of derail this process.
That is Windsor Star reporter Dave Batticello. Now, over the weekend, Ambassador Bridge owner Maddie Maroon asked a judge to stop the U.S. Coast Guard from giving a permit for the new bridge. Maroon's attorneys say the company has an exclusive right to provide a bridge between the U.S. and Canada, and a hearing on this latest motion is expected in early April.